been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday, June the 15th edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. Looking for a trend. That's right. Hashtag looking for a trend. There just doesn't seem to be one right now. We'll have a trend for a few days. The trend is your friend, and then it's not your friend, and there's another trend over here, and then one over there. But right now, it's a very trendless market, and, we'll find a trend here eventually. But today, the Dow down 116, as the Dow seems to be going through a correction. I wouldn't say that it's all over for the value stocks and the commodity stocks and the financial stocks. They're going through a correction. The NASDAQ went through a correction. The NASDAQ hit, 14,100 back in February, went through a correction, went down to 13,000, and now it's back to its all-time high again. And I see that same scenario playing out for the Dow. There's times in the market when you just have to be patient, you know? It's very tempting to try to make something happen, but you just can't do it. You got to be patient. So, we've got the Dow down 118, 34,275. We can't be too unhappy. The S&P hit a new high yesterday. It's pulling back today. It's down 7 points. Yesterday, it was mostly the Bitcoin stocks and a few tech stocks, and that was about it. Really a very narrow move in the market. The NASDAQ's down 53 today after hitting a new all-time high yesterday. Remains above 14,000, 14,120. Russell 2000 down a couple points today. It's been mostly helped by the meme stocks recently. Crude oil about the only bright spot here today. The oil stock's doing fairly well. Crude's up $1 per barrel to $71.91. Gold up $3.70. Gold has gone through a correction here. You've got the 10-year staying low, 1.49, and Bitcoin down 483 per coin today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And we've, 21 years watching the markets. You go through times like this, and a lot of times it's in the summertime, especially the first month of summer. You know, my grandkids are they're doing a little staycation here, not too far from where we live. And I went over there yesterday, did a little swimming with them in the late afternoon. I think everybody's in Charleston right now, in the Isle of Palms. That's where everybody's at, including all the traders. I have never seen a pool that full in my entire life. Several pools and a jacuzzi to boot. Well, I think there's a lot of people vacationing right now. We talk to people from Houston, from Indiana, from Illinois, from Tennessee, you name it, Pennsylvania, New York. They're all on vacation, something they could not do last year. And I think it is impacting the market. My watchword right now in this market, patience. You can try to make something happen, but you know what? We have a trend here for a few days. It lasts for a few days, and we have a trend over here for a few days, and then a trend here for a few days, and we just really can't get any kind of a sustainable trend in the market whatsoever. My take on the Dow and the value stocks, they're going through a correction. The Dow is going through a correction. It hit a new all-time high recently. 35,000 seems to be a technical resistance level, and it has backed off from that. But I don't say that the value trade is over. I don't think it's time to switch out of value into growth. Oh, maybe you can pick up a few growth stocks here and there. I'm on the prowl. I've got a couple on my watch list that I'm circling here yesterday, today. But, I got to see some trends stick first. You got to see some trends stick. There's nothing really sticking right now in a very quiet market here in June. Well, yesterday about the only trend I saw were the the Bitcoin stocks. Okay, those were the best performing ETFs yesterday, the Bitcoin ETFs. Go ahead, have at it with those. I'm not on board. The a few tech stocks. Adobe was the chart of the day yesterday. Apple had a pretty little nice jump. Amazon. But will those trends continue? Will they follow through? Those were one-day pops in those stocks. Even Cathie Wood's ARK is having a little bit of a rebound here. Some of those high-growth stocks have been on the mend, on the rebound. But really, it doesn't look like a trend that's going to last. It just looks like very frenetic trading, moving from one little sector to another, trying to make something of a trendless market. In the meantime, the watchword is patience. That's all I can say. I've been through times like this in the market. Maybe today, the Fed meeting, maybe after the Fed announcement tomorrow, we'll get some kind of idea of where the Fed is going. We'll get a little better idea on inflation. We'll get a little better idea on interest rates, etc. And let's take a look at a couple of pretty weak economic reports that came out today. Retail sales missed. I think that's the biggest impact on the market today. We had futures that were up this morning a little. Of course, the market down right now. NASDAQ down 48, Dow down 130. Retail sales mixed. And did you see the PPI number? That's the producer price index. That's the input. That's the cost of materials making things. The hottest number on record. Now, the question is it transitory because of the reopening of the economy from COVID, or is this a new trend that's here to stay? Well, once again, we have a short-term trend that we're trying to figure out, and maybe we'll get a little bit more direction from the Fed. We have different pundits weighing in, experts weighing in, some saying this, some saying that. I think there is something to the inflation and the inflation trade going forward. Well, yesterday we had an all-time record on the NASDAQ, believe it or not. Now, let's not forget that the NASDAQ went through a big correction. Some of those really high growth stocks went through a 35% correction. So you have to ask yourself whether or not you have the stomach for those kinds of stocks, which can be very, very volatile. There was also a meme stock trade yesterday, but that's not a trend you can count on or rely on, is it? GameStop, Clover Health, BlackBerry, Bed Bath & Beyond, a little bit going on in Petco right now. Memification, we call it. Gamification, we call it. The cyclicals had an off day yesterday. You know, I wonder if that's anything about the producer price index that came out today. You got to figure a company like Caterpillar, company like Deere, company like AGCO, which uses a lot of steel and aluminum and rubber and different things in making their products, their input costs have been rising. That crimps their margins unless they're able to pass those input costs along to the end consumer. That's having some impact, but I still think watching out for valuations right now is a good way to go, even though there's a little bit of a correction going on in the value stocks and a little bit of excitement in the growth stocks. I look at those growth stocks like Adobe and others that had a good day, Amazon, and I say to myself, man, those stocks are expensive. It is super hard to step up to the plate and buy those stocks at these price-to-sales, price-to-earnings, forward PEs, PEG ratios. They're just insane in some cases, and I'm just not willing to take the risk at this point in the economic cycle and at this point in the bull market. So there's really not a whole lot to play right now except your guitar, the radio, you know, mess around. I had a fishing pole in the water. Oh, man, I had a big redfish. I had my bobber out next to the marsh and a live shrimp, and something picked that thing up while I was doing the radio show. I saw that yellow bobber moving, They know how to wrap around the pier and the pylons, and as soon as I went out there, I saw him part ways with the line and swim off. I'm guessing about a 6 to 8 pound redfish that I missed out on. So you know what? There is some action going on, but it's not going on in the market. It's going on at the resorts. It's going on at the hotels. It's going on at the restaurants. In the resort swimming pools, the beaches were full yesterday. But the market just kind of trendless right now. Well, I'll be looking at some stocks today, some charts. So far, I've seen very little, just a little bit in infrastructure and agriculture. That's exciting. Well, we'll find something. I'll promise. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Here to the second quarter of Best Stocks Now. This market reminds me, you know, in San Diego every summer, my former home, we had big schools, migratory schools of tuna. When I was younger, it was albacore. We used to have a lot of albacore off San Diego, but I don't know, the currents changed, the moon or whatever, something changed. You know, and we don't get albacore. Maybe we got them all. Maybe we hurt the population of those tasty little white meat tuna. And nowadays it's all yellowfin and bluefin tuna. But we used to go out about 100 miles, 60 miles, 40 miles, somewhere in that range. And we would look all day long for those elusive tuna. And if you found them, you'd have a nice flurry of activity. And you get into the early October months, and they were a lot easier to find because they were everywhere. But right now the market is kind of like that. We're searching. I mean, I'm out there on my my boat up on the tuna tower every day with my binoculars looking for something. I've got a few that I'm circling right now, but it's really hard to find anything that's really a sustainable kind of trend right now. I think it's vacation season. I do. I think that's kind of the problem with the market. That's one. Two, I think that potential tax hike on the corporations, I think when President Biden gets back from Europe, I think that will be back on the table. Speaking of Europe, that's where he is right now. He's continuing his tour through Europe after meeting with the G7 and the NATO leaders. Today he'll sit down with Vladimir Putin in Geneva. Well, that's a good place for the two to sit down. Switzerland has always done their best to remain neutral. And that's where Putin and Biden. Now, that's going to be the first time an American president has met with the Russian president in almost 3 years. As the Biden administration attempts to focus on its domestic agenda, it may look to contain Russia on the global stage. Well, good luck with that. Russia seems to do what they want to do, though that may not be easy. Yes, amen to that. Biden has previously called Putin a killer. Ooh. Moscow just categorized the U.S. as an unfriendly nation. And neither has an ambassador in each other's country. So I guess the Cold War that we grew up with is back, you know, between us and Russia. Of course, Russia, not the big communist bloc that it once was. It has broken up. But it seems like that communism has come back to Putin's Russia. Producer price index comes in very hot. 6.6% year over year. Now, that's showing up in menu prices. That's showing up in the price of cars. That's showing up in the price of tractors. That's showing up in the price of boats. Anything that uses basic materials, and that's why you've seen the run-up in the basic material stocks, even though it has cooled off a little here recently. I think it has more legs myself. But that May producer price index came in much hotter than expected. So why is the market down today? Well, what is the Fed going to say tomorrow about this? Are they going to say this is just transitory inflation, nothing to worry about? Or are they going to signal a rate hike tomorrow? That's what the market's worried about. That's why the market is selling off today. Oh, what bad timing. The producer price index to come in at 6.6 the day of the Fed meeting and the day before the Fed announcement tomorrow. Now, I don't think the Fed is going to raise interest rates tomorrow. That would send a shockwave through the market. But I do think that they may narrow down the time frame as to when we can look for a rate hike. And I think we may get more news about them tapering. I think definitely tapering is going to continue and maybe pick up a little bit of steam. And then we'll see if the market has a taper tantrum like it did several years ago. Retail sales, minus 1.3% month over month. That's not a good sign. Retail sales cooling off. What's going on there? All that stimulus money out there, and we can't get retail sales to heat up? Nope. Minus 1.3%. England delays reopening to allow more time for vaccines. Well, they had a little variant go through England called the Delta variant. That's the bad news. The good news is the Pfizer BioNTech and AstraZeneca vaccines are effective against the Delta variant. So, shouldn't be any concern outside of the ordinary. Now, here is the big concern right now. Jobs. No, not the lack of jobs, the lack of workers. Job openings soared to a record 9.3 million in April as the economy reopened, according to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Now, that seems contradictory, right? The U.S. is experiencing very high unemployment at the same time as a labor shortage, okay? Or we've got low unemployment. We've got jobless claims coming down, but we've got a labor shortage. While there are many reasons for the hiring scarcity, such as shifting employment choices, I did talk to a crew working a small restaurant. They were way understaffed, way understaffed. I had to wait forever for my salad. Well, you know, you get used to it after a while. But when it comes after dinner, there's something wrong. Anyways, they said that a lot of people in the restaurant industry just moved on. I mean, it was so frustrating, you know, with all the restrictions and being closed and then open and then being closed. A lot of people just left the service industries. And now the service industries are booming. Have you been to your local resort lately? Have you been to your local popular restaurants lately? I can't talk for your city, but we are packed here in Charleston, which is very much a tourist city. Just absolutely packed. The airports are packed. The hotels are packed. The, the staycations, the vacation places, the Marriott Grand Vacation, the Hyatt, 93%, 98%. Shorthanded. That seems to be a problem. A lot of people getting out of the industry. However, there's another point of view on that whole issue, and that is that a lot of people are still getting too much in the way of unemployment benefits and not willing to come back to work. Well, whatever it is, I had to wait a long time for my salad the other night. I mean, it was a painful wait, and I was hungry. What's that going to be done? Well, they're talking about Operation Warp Speed for jobs. Go figure. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back looking for a trend. Welcome back here to the second quarter market continuing to go south here. Dow down 127. The NASDAQ really taking it on the chin. So much for that growth stock rally, huh? It's down 73 points right now. And I think the biggest culprit today, the miss in the retail sales report and the hotter than expected producer price index, the PPI. The PPI comes in hotter than expected, which obviously would lead the market to think, what will the Fed say tomorrow? Will the Fed say that, you know, we're going to have to start looking at hiking rates? You kind of had Janet Yellen recently laying the groundwork for that kind of statement. She said that higher interest rates would actually be healthy for the U.S. economy. They're definitely backed into a corner as inflation heats up and they stay as accommodative as they are. Well, you know, it would seem that the future of the market really is going to, be pretty closely tied to interest rates and inflation. Now, on the one hand, you've got the Fed saying that it's transitory. On the other hand, yesterday, Citigroup and Paul Tudor Jones, he says it's a monster that's rearing its ugly head again here. Today, J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, who knows a little bit about the economy and interest rates and inflation. Now, his stock is suffering somewhat as the 10-year has dropped down to 1.50. But he says that J.P. Morgan, the bank, is prepared for higher rates and more inflation. That he said that during an industry conference. And, of course, you had Citigroup the day before or yesterday saying the same thing, that they expect higher interest rates and inflation. So if that's the case, now would be a good time. This pullback we've seen in the financials, the banks, the financials, the Goldman Sachs, the J.P. Morgans of the world, and other financials, this would be a good time to take a look at those stocks on this pullback, because interest rates, I believe, are going to start turning around again to the upside. And that's not good for this. You know, I keep hearing that the growth trade is back. You know, a week, it's been a week, does not a new trend make. I would step very carefully. I think there's a lot of landmines that you could step on going back into the growth trade, although it's been a little bit of an excitement tier. I think it's mostly a trading move and not any kind of a new trend developing. But Jamie Dimon and Citigroup, they see inflation. We're going to see what the Fed sees. That'll be tomorrow. That will be very, very important. All right. Yesterday, like I said, it was all about blockchain and all about the cryptos and the crypto miners and Marathon Digital and Coinbase. I'm not ready to go jumping into that and follow those stocks. We have a new vaccine. Maybe that helps. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know. Seems like they're a little bit late to the party. Novavax, which is one that was backed by Bill Gates to some extent, NVAX. I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't want to take a vaccine backed by Bill Gates. Novavax really, they say they're going to make all their money on booster shots. They see a big market for booster shots down the road. I think they're little bit late to the party. Okay, what's going to happen with this meme frenzy with Wish and Woof and Clover and AMC? Well, there's another big bank CEO weighing in here today. He says the big run-ups in these stocks and other meme stocks could be a recipe for disaster. Okay, let's see what CEO of Morgan Stanley, James Morgan, had to say yesterday. He said that meme stocks offered some benefit because the new trend drew younger investors to the market, but warned that the dramatic run-up in such stocks as AMC and GameStop could prove to be a recipe for disaster. Well, you know what? I say it's good for young investors to learn early on about valuations, and valuations do matter. Right now, they're just buying these stocks because everybody else is buying these stocks, and they're paying no attention whatsoever to fundamentals. It's been my experience during my 21 years as a professional money manager that eventually stocks come back to fundamentals. Now, when will that happen? I don't know. But I can tell you that AMC stock is not worth $28 billion. Maybe a few billion, okay? That's how overpriced the thing is. It's up 11% today again. GameStop is not worth $16 billion, maybe $2 or $3 billion at the most. And yet, well, GameStop's come down quite hard after their earnings report. And Bed Bath and Beyond is not worth $3 billion. These stocks are way overpriced. Now, what does Gorman have to say? Now, here's another banking CEO talking about inflation. He says that he repeated his prediction that the Fed will be forced to raise interest rates sooner than is generally expected, as he believes that inflation will be less transitory than many believe. So there you've got three big bank CEOs, J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, all saying that inflation is not transitory. Now, if they're right, and I believe they are, then this is more of a buying opportunity in the inflation trade. And I've talked a lot about the inflation trade and the stocks that benefit from inflation and higher interest rates. I think this is a buying opportunity in those stocks. What's going on at Lordstown Motors? Oh, my gosh, people running, fleeing, you know, quitting, CFO leaves. The CEO and the CFO left. Lordstown Motors, symbol RIDE, R-I-D-E, getting quite hit pretty hard on all of this bad news. Well, gold hits its lowest level in nearly a month. This could be a buying opportunity in gold as it hits its 50-day moving average. And if interest rates start to tick back up again, I think they will. And if those inflation numbers continue to come hotter than expected like they did today, that's going to be good for the inflation trade. Uranium stock slammed as China nuke plant leak. Wow. A nuke plant leak. Electricité de France, the French company that partly owns and helps operate the nuclear plant in China, warned of an imminent radiological threat. Well, could this be another Chernobyl? We don't know. Apple had a good day yesterday. Is the growth trade back? Apple's down a dollar today. I'm just looking at the chart of Apple. It's not that exciting, to tell you the truth. It doesn't look to me like the growth trade is back. It may have had four or five days of some excitement there. That looks like a sideways chart to me. Amazon has had a couple of good days. Now, here's my issue with Amazon. Amazon is flat today. It's facing several problems. Number one, a minimum corporate tax. 15%. Well, you would think that would take 15% off of Amazon's earnings. That's pretty significant amount, maybe even a little more off of their earnings. You would also think that would compress the multiple on Amazon a little bit. Amazon is also under fire for antitrust practices. Now they're looking at Amazon's own brand. What do they call that? Amazon Essentials? That's antitrust. That's anti-competitive. They are competing with their suppliers and their sellers. And, of course, they're looking at Amazon, which has basically gotten into everything, almost everything. Is that the definition of a monopoly? Well, we're going to find out here real soon. But Amazon's facing a lot of potential issues with their company. And I've heard that the FANG rally is back. The FANG trade is back. Yeah, for several days. Can it continue? I'm not so sure about that. We'll try to find something here for you when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now show.
You gotta go where you wanna go. Do what you wanna do.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now show. Well, the S&P down about 0.25% after hitting a new all-time high yesterday. The Dow down 0.5% after hitting a new high about 2 weeks ago. It's been in a little bit of a correction. I don't think it's the end of this cyclical trade. I think it's a correction in the cyclical and value trade. The NASDAQ down 0.5%, just when everybody was getting excited about the growth trade is back, it's gone today. You know, it's just a little bit of a sketchy time in the market looking for some direction. I think maybe we get some direction tomorrow with the Fed announcement. The major CEOs of the major banks in America say the inflation is here to stay. The PPI comes in hotter than expected this morning. And in the meantime, you've got a lot of people saying it's transitory, mostly from the government, okay? The Fed, especially, Treasury, Janet Yellen, saying it's transitory. Well, I don't know about that. I think there may be something to this inflation trade right now. All right, well, one area that it has helped, I think that all of the stimulus money has also helped this sector of the market. Car stocks have just been on fire here recently. And especially the auto dealerships, believe it or not, the auto dealerships have been very hot. And we're going to go with a value stock again here today. I still think that's the way to handle this market. I'm not ready to go running back in to those high PE stocks that I made so much money in last year. I'm going to stick with low price to sales. I'm going to stick with low forward PE for now, and I'm going to stick with a very low PEG ratio. And we find all three of those in a company headquartered in Medford, Oregon. About as far away from Charleston, South Carolina as you can possibly get. It's a company that operates 209 car dealerships in 22 states, offering 33 brands of new and used cars and light trucks. Lithia Motors. The symbol is LAD. LAD. It's a real nice lad. It's pulled back here recently, along with most of the other value stocks. It was $406 about 2 months ago, and now it's $337. But it's a value stock, okay? I don't think it's going to keep going down like the high PE growth stocks did. They went through 35% corrections. The value stocks aren't really prone to those kinds of corrections because they're inherently, they're undervalued to begin with. Low PEs, and the lower they go, that lower the PE ratio, the lower the price sales, and the lower the PEG ratio goes. Well, Yeah, high PE stocks do the same thing, but it's all relative. They're still extremely high. A lot of those growth stocks, extremely high price to sales, forward PE, and PEG ratios. Lithia, on the other hand, currently has a price to sales ratio of less than 1, 0.68. It has a PE ratio of 14.3. The market's pushing 30. The S&P is pushing 30. So you're looking at a stock that's about half the PE of the overall market. It's forward PE, which I'm looking for stocks in the low to mid-teens. It's 12.88. That's a very favorable forward PE ratio. The growth rate that I'm showing by the analysts that cover the stock is 27% per year over the next 5 years. Well, there's a lot of wiggle room there. I mean, you with that, you've got a PEG ratio of 0.46. The company had some news yesterday. Their May revenues of $2.1 billion were up 104% versus the same time last year. In other words, their May sales were double that of May 1 year ago. In addition to this, they acquired 5 new dealerships across Texas. They acquired Southwest Kia Auto Group with 5 locations. Kia's a pretty hot car, actually, because of its price point. 5 locations in the major metropolitan markets of Austin and Dallas, Texas, which will add $350 million. In annualized revenues. The company's total expected annualized revenues of companies that they've acquired sums up to $7.5 billion since the launch of its five-year plan. In other words, this is a very aggressive acquirer of car dealerships across America. And it's a very aggressive growth story with a 5-year annual average return expected to be about 27.7% per year. Well, we'll see. It's one that I own in my ultra growth portfolio because it is a small cap. It's almost a mid cap now. It's $10 billion in market capitalization. It does have a very small dividend yield. And the stock has pulled back recently, along with a lot of other value-oriented stocks. It's bouncing off its 200-day moving average. That's a pretty good chart. It seems like maybe this thing is turning around finally after a correction. So we'll make Lithia Motors, LAD, our stock featured stock of the day. Not a recommendation, but an example. I'm sticking to my guns. I'm not going back into Fiverr or Teladoc. Or Upwork, or Etsy, or, the rest of them, Zoom Info, Peloton, etc. They may have had a few days in the sun here, but I think you could get burnt badly in the high PE stocks. At this point in the economic cycle and in this bull market. All right, well, we're headed to Sarasota next week. I'll be there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Looking forward to it. I'll get an update today on how many people we'll be meeting with, and how many people are coming to the workshop Wednesday night, June 23rd at the Grove in Sarasota. That's going to be the happening place in Sarasota on Wednesday, June 23rd, and meeting with us, the crew from Gunderson Capital, from Southport Capital. 855-611-BEST. And if you didn't see last week's newsletter, that macro outlook, you got to be watching that really closely right now. Go to GundersonCapital.com for 2 free weeks of my whole enchilada newsletter. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.